This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said, oh.
Welcome, everybody. A huge hello, one and all. Yes, once again, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's the 17th of November. It's a Tuesday. It's just gone 6 o'clock, which can only mean I'm here with you now for a couple of hours. Huge thanks to Georgia Frampton for another fabulous drive time show. And right now, who the heck knows what's coming next? Well, I do to some extent, but the beauty of this programme is we go off at tangents, we have diversions, we're never quite sure the direction it's going to take. All I'm going to say is, as you will know if you tune in regularly, I like to celebrate ridiculous holidays on this programme, and the 17th of November does have a few good ones. It is Homemade Bread Day today, which is extremely exciting. It's also International Students Day. I think that just means students all over the world, not just each country celebrates international students and not their own. It's National Unfriend Day, the time where you get rid of all those people on social media that drive you mad. You have a cull. Today is the day to do it. It's also National Farm Joke Day, so it would only be appropriate for me to weigh in at the start of the show with an example of that. My friend got offered a job surprising farmyard birds, but he wouldn't say boo to a goose, so he left quite quickly. That's the best I could do at short notice, you know. Sorry about that. Right. What is coming up on the show? Well, it's all those wacky holidays. I'm shunning all of those. Normally, I'd find links to those things musically, ask the listening lovelies to give me some examples of tracks that link to them, give you shout-outs, play your tracks, and have a wonderful time for a couple of hours. But occasionally, on this programme, I get set challenges where people say, oh, I bet you can't find that track, or I bet you'd never play that on the radio, or you wouldn't dare. And someone said something similar to me last week, and I thought, you know, I'm gonna dare. So today is definitely going to be a crazy show. Today I am celebrating all those weird, wacky, unusual, funny and ridiculous tracks that don't really get a lot of radio airplay anymore. You may hear some tracks during the course of the next couple of hours which were surprisingly successful in the charts. And some of which weren't as well, some of which have ended up being rather obscure, and people never expected me to play them on this programme. But the beauty of the show that goes like this is we're not held back, we're not constrained by genre of music where we only play one kind of thing. We can play anything on this programme. We're not constrained by time. It's not a 60s, 70s, 80s show, a noughties show, a 20th century show. We can play anything from any time. That is the sheer excitement that awaits you tonight. Lovely leg-end listeners. There will be an opportunity to be Legend of the Week, as ever. We'll try and squeeze in some celebrity birthdays as well. But just to let you know the kind of thing you're going to be in for, expect some bizarre music. Expect to enjoy it, though. We always play good songs on here, even though they might be wacky this evening. Let's get us started musically tonight with this fantastic offering you can't fail to smile at from the Wurzels.
My tractor through your haystack last night. I threw me pitchfork at your dog to keep quiet. Now someone's telling me that you more vital me. Come on now, darling, you got something I need. Cause I got a brand new combine harvester and I'll give you the key. Come on now, let's get together in perfect harmony. I got 20 acres and you got 43. Now I got a brand new combine harvester and I'll give you the key. She made me laugh. Ha! I'll stick by you, I'll give you all that you need. worst of it all. For 7 long years I've been alone in this place. Wow. Ain't sleep in the kitchen, it's a proper disgrace. Wow. Now if I cleaned it up, would you change your mind? Wow. I'll give up drinking scrumpy and that larder alive. We grand couple at that last Wurzel dance. I wore brand new gaiters and me cordy right pants. In your new Sunday dress, with your perfume smelling grand, we had our fault took in a sold in end. Now I ain't got a brand new come by our sir, and I'll give you the key. Now let me mow past our 50s, I think that you and me should stop this gallivanting, and will you marry me? Cause I ain't got a brand new come by harvester, and I'll give you the key. Mary, you're a fine looking woman, and I can't wait to get me hands on your land.
Phoenix FM.
Excellent politically correct end to that song there. You're a fine-looking woman and I can't wait to get my hands on your land. It sounded a bit sinister. I don't know if I made it more sinister or less sinister, but I think it was a decent impression. Anyway, you can't fail to accept that. While that track was on, I had a message come in from multiple Legend of the Week award winner Eddie Bushell up in Norfolk, who said, I had to sing this in a dreadful, quote-unquote, comedy show during my time working abroad in Portugal. And I'm sure everyone else in the show may have made it dreadful, Eddie, but I know you will have stood head and shoulders above the others because you use head and shoulders. Not that you're that much taller or that much better than anyone else. I just know which brand of hair treatment products you use. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Good to hear you. Good to hear from you, Eddie. Good to know you out there. And lots of love to the family as well. And that's what we like, people getting in touch. Ellie from Beckles in Suffolk has been in touch. Good to hear from her as well. And Bea in Orpington has been in touch. Good to hear from her. And thank you so much. Remember, as is the case now and has been for a few weeks, you can tune in to the live webcam feed in the studio while we're broadcasting, if you so desire, by searching for Phoenix 98 FM on Mixcloud. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the live chat down the side as well. But if you want to actually see me, see that I've proved even that I've smartened myself up today. And I get an update of the number of people that are watching, so I can see who's truly appreciating the look of me as well as the sound of me tonight. So fabulous. Mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix 98 FM and then click the link and you can join our live webcam feed. Always good if you join in with that too. So thank you very much. Now, there are going to be a lot of wacky tracks throughout the show this evening, and I am going to make sure I allocate rewards and thanks to people that bothered to suggest them. So the Wurzels and Combine Harvester was suggested very kindly earlier on today by Ali Goodman. So huge thank you to you for that, Ali. Well done. And now another track coming up, which inspired the name of a very successful pop band, UK, who ended up being too sexy for their shirts. This is the original track called Right Said Fred, sung by Bernard Cribbins.
Right said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right said Fred, give a shout to Charlie, up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, even and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feed off to get them feed off, wouldn't take them home. Took its feet off, even took the seat off. Should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea. And we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off. Need more space to ship the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea, and right said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea, and Charlie had a think, and he said, look Fred, I got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling, with a rope or two, we could drop the bladder through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is he's too hasty. Now, you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Sometimes things happen and I wonder if they've ever happened on any UK radio station before. I wonder if in any UK radio station they've had a combination of the Wurzels and Combine Harvester followed by Bernard Cribbins and Right Said Fred. You know what? There's been so many hours of radio play from different stations, from internet stations, community radio, commercial radio. You know, I reckon that's happened somewhere before, but not presented by me. Oh no! So that was a brand new occurrence. Certainly here on Phoenix FM, very, very exciting. I'm sure you will agree. And thanks so much for being here. Just to let you know, in case you didn't already, how to promote the station for us. It's 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else in the world. And spread the word. Share the links. When we go on social media and share anything, give us a share. That would be fantastic if you would do that as well. Join in on the Mixcloud webcam feed. I can see a few people are tuned in on there, which is rather lovely of you. Thank you so much. And remember, this show is a lot better when it's highly interactive. And huge thanks to Jennifer Brisman, whose suggestion it was to play the Bernard Cribbins version of Right Said Fred. I could have followed that with Right Said Fred's version of I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt. It's a pretty wacky track in its own right, but we're going wackier than that. That's a bit too mainstream for me, I think. So I'm going to keep the wacky tracks coming. Remember, if you don't like anything you hear, don't blame me. Don't shoot the messenger. Blame all the other listeners. That's just a way of me passing the buck, I'm sure. For selecting the tracks. I haven't done it. I've just decided which ones you suggested that I could get hold of, that I could put on the airwaves for you tonight. But they've all been suggested by you lovely legends out there. And one of you will be my Legend of the Week. If you want to know how to be Legend of the Week and what you need to do, well, you can see a post if you scroll down on my... Actually, it's not the very top at the moment of my timeline on Facebook. I will share it to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page as well. It says it's sure to be a crazy show tonight. Comment below with your best description of 2020 in a movie title or a song title. So it's been a strange year for everybody so far this year. I'm sure you will agree. Possibly a little bit more stressful than any of us were imagining. But how would you describe the year with a movie title or a song title? Find that particular photo of me sporting a rather fetching blue hoodie on Facebook and comment below that picture with your example of a movie or song title which reflects this year. And once we get past 7 o'clock, I will start sharing some of those with all you guys as well. Great to have you along as ever. Keep your dial here if you're in the area. Keep your internet here if you're anywhere else. PhoenixFM.com. Check out our website as well. Loads of interesting features, interviews and exciting things all over there. So well worth a look. And I'm going to keep the wacky, hilarious, crazy, ridiculous tracks coming. Here's one that was suggested by Naomi Bushell. The Bushell's getting heavily involved in tonight's show, which is lovely. And it's Paul McCartney with We All Stand Together.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and if you've just tuned in and you're thinking, now I know the show that goes like this can go anywhere and can play wacky things, but what the heck is going on this evening? Well, I'm not remotely sorry. I'm sorry here and now, not from a remote location. But anyway, we are celebrating the weird, wacky, unusual, funny and ridiculous tracks that have ever been popularised and made it to some kind of airplay and recordings previously. And we're celebrating those by playing them all throughout the couple of hours of the show that goes like this tonight. And huge thanks to Naomi Bushell for suggesting We All Stand Together by Paul McCartney, sometimes known as the Frog Song. From the animated film Rupert and the Frog Song. And can you believe that reached number 3 in the UK singles chart back in 1984. And Naomi said that was the first record she owned, but not the first record she purchased with her own money. Excitingly for Naomi, that record will be played later on in tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. So please, please don't get too excited. But do be pretty darn excited regardless. Now, from a song that highly features amphibians to a song that features other creatures that nobody quite knows what they are. But I tell you what, they're wombling.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and I really do believe we've become unique this evening on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. I honestly don't think any station anywhere ever has played four tracks in a row of the Wurzels, Combine Harvester, Bernard Cribbins, Right Said Fred, Paul McCartney and We All Stand Together, and then The Wombles. What an amazing selection, an eclectic, if I can say it, mix of ridiculous tracks. And just to back up what I'm saying about it, Eddie Bushell, listening intently up in Norfolk, says, "This, quite frankly, is the best playlist that has ever been played by anyone on any station at any point in history." And I know Eddie's watching on the webcam as well. So what can I say? I'm humbled by your words, Mr. B. Thank you so much for that. Big thumbs up from me. That's about as exciting as it can get. I can put my thumb nearer the webcam. Then you will get a big thumbs up. It's just false perspective, though. My hand isn't hideously deformed or anything. But yeah, thank you so much for your kind words. That's marvellous. There is a slight delay on the webcam for me anyway. So I'm just seeing my large hand now appear in view. That's marvellous. Have you? Well, I'm sure many of us remember the Wombles. Have you heard about them? If not, let me fill you in. According to exhaustive research on the internet, they're fictional, pointy-nosed, furry creatures created by Elizabeth Beresford, originally appearing in a series of children's novels in 1968. That went back a bit further than I was thinking. Wombles live in burrows where they aim to help the environment by collecting and recycling rubbish in creative ways. And although Wombles supposedly live in every country in the world, Elizabeth Beresford's stories are concerned with the lives of the inhabitants of the borough on Wimbledon Common. Hence, the Wombles of Wimbledon Common are we. There are presumably Wombles in the United States, Wombles in France, Wombles in China, Wombles in Australia, Wombles at the North Pole. But it doesn't rhyme. The Wombles of the North Pole are we. Wouldn't have been the same. You'd have had to rewrite the lyrics. But I'm sure Mike Batt could have done that. It was his idea to come up with the Wombles pop group. Hugely successful songwriter, Mike Batt, whose work you can hear on lots of TV stuff. And yeah, so rather interesting. Now everyone's particularly aware of environmental issues and trying to reduce carbon footprints and save the planet, that the Wombles were making it popular in the 70s, being very environmentally friendly. So marvellous. Always happy to include the Wombles on the show that goes like this. Right, it's time for another track. Remember, they're all going to be wacky tonight. Why is this? Well, it's Homemade Bread Day, International Students Day, National Unfriend Day, and National Farm Joke Day, but I'm ignoring all of those wacky holidays and just playing a lot of ridiculous tracks. Now, sadly, you're not going to hear these tonight, but when you realise that previously on this programme, I've not been scared to play Leonard Nimoy's version of The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins, Terry Wogan's version of The Floral Dance. Oh no, they have featured on the show that goes like this before, and tonight it's that kind of ilk, those kind of wacky tracks that don't get a lot of radio airplay. And I am well aware these first few are particularly wacky, so after the next one, we're going to have a selection of maybe three or four tracks that did also achieve commercial success despite being, dare I say, ridiculous. Here's one though. If you like a bit of skiffle, you're certainly going to like this. If your old man's a dustman, you're certainly going to like this. It's not that though. It's by the same artist. It's Lonnie Donegan asking you all about chewing gum.
To my question, is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? Now the nation rises one, send their honored sons up to the White House. Yeah, the nation's only White House to voice their discontent unto the president. Upon the burning question, what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of?
Bumble!
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost overnight.
Oh, there, the lab, you're in the water, to hold you tight.
A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. On the bed. But he hasn't got the time.
Phoenix FM.
There you go. You don't often get Lonnie Donegan on the radio these days. An amusing track, marvellous track, I'm sure you'll agree. Before we talk too much about Lonnie Donegan, let's go back to the Wombles, because a certain Mr. E. Bushell in the east of England has messaged back in with a marvellous, marvellous quip that I have to share with you. I got a Womble pepper mill for Christmas. It was rubbish, though. Everything was either underground or overground. The beauty of it, though, is it was wombling free. So whoever got it for you for Christmas didn't have to pay for it, Eddie. Lovely. Thank you very much for sending that in, though. And I should have attributed the Wombling song to Paul Milton, who requested it. So thank you very much to Paul, who's tuned in on the Mixcloud webcam as well. Hello to you, Paul. Thank you very much for supporting the show week after week. It's great to know you're out there and to know you're tuning in. And Lonnie Donegan, does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? Suggested by Paul Saunders. So huge thanks to Paul for that as well. What can I tell you about that track by Lonnie Donegan? Well, I said that the next few tracks were more commercially successful. I stand slightly corrected, really, because that was released by Lonnie Donegan as a single in 1959, and it entered the charts at number 6 and peaked at number 3. So I guess that was pretty commercially successful at the time, just well before my time, back in 1959. He didn't write it, though. It was a cover of Does the Spearmint Lose Its Flavour on the Bedpost Overnight?, an American track written by Billy Rose, Ernest Breuer and Marty Bloom, first released in 1924 by the Happiness Boys, and was later a hit for Lulu Bell and Scotty and the Two Gilberts. There's some great band names. Lulu Bell and Scotty and the Two Gilberts. Sounds marvellous. Originally 1924, done by Lonnie Donegan in 1959. Don't say you don't learn things by tuning in to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, on Phoenix FM. And it's just come past 6:30. We're already a quarter of the way through tonight's show. I can't believe it. But now, as promised, songs that occurred to me as more commercially successful, yet still ridiculous, are coming up next. One of which there was a huge injustice about when it was number one, I think. But firstly this, I remember buying a rival to the Now That's What I Call Music series in the mid-80s when I just sort of started getting interested in music. And there was a rival series called The Hits Tape, which gives you an idea of how old it was. It came on cassette. And this was on The Hits Tape 6, which I think I played so much I wore out. There were a host of tracks on there. This was one of my favourites, though. You can't fail to enjoy it. Some people are Star Wars fans. Some people are Star Trek fans. Whether you just like your sci-fi, whether you just like music, whether you just like ridiculousness, you're going to love The Firm and Star Trekking from 1984.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
Come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, man.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
Yes.
You kind of can't change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Can't change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
Yeah, it's like
to engine room, work factor 9.
I'll give a give it any more, she'll blow up.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
What a track. The Firm and Star Trekking. I got a little bit overexcited when I introduced it and attributed it to 3 years older than it actually was. It was 1987 when that came out. And you can't fail to enjoy that, whether you know the characters from Star Trek or you couldn't care a hoot about them. It's an amusing and ridiculous track and parodies the first series of Star Trek and prominently features comical voice caricatures of original Trek characters, actually provided by members of the band, a studio technician and the wife of one of the songwriters. And get this, one of the song's phrases, "It's life, Jim, but not as we know it," originated only on that track, Star Trekking by the Firm, and has subsequently been misattributed to the TV series. I love that. People think that that actually featured in the TV series when it only featured in Star Trekking by the Firm. And what about this? The band producer originally funded pressing 500 copies only of that single, and it was sent to British radio stations with the studio's phone number on them. One Liverpool station began giving that studio phone number out on air, and they got many, many phone calls from the area asking for copies of the record. And then Simon Bates, who was on Radio 1 at the time, promoted the song, and after an initial release, it reached number 74 in the charts, and then became a bit of a cult hit and climbed to 13th place the following week. And then for 2 weeks afterwards, it was placed at number one and became the ninth best-selling single of 1987 in the UK. And while it was at number one, that ridiculous track kept "I Wanna Dance With Somebody" by Whitney Houston at number two. So there you go. Brilliant. I love stuff like that. Absolutely great. Loved that track. 1987, not 1984. Don't be ridiculous. If you are tuned in and you think, I like listening to Ben Simmons and the show that goes like this, but I'd really prefer to see him as well, it is possible with modern technology now. You can go to mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, and we do have that live webcam feed, which makes it here into the studio, and you can then even see me and what the heck is going on. And unusually for me, I'm sporting a shirt under a jumper tonight, just trying to bring that little bit of extra excitement to you all over the airwaves and over the webcam tonight, at least. So that extra little bit of smartness, I've made a little bit of extra effort, I like to think. So it's well worth tuning in. Mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM. You'll see our logo. Click on that and you will be treated to that webcam feed. If you have a Mixcloud account, you can sign in and then join in the chat down the side as well if you desire. Or you can use those regular methods of getting in touch, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, or my personal Ben Simmons profile as well. And thanks so much to everybody that's got involved in this week's show, made song suggestions, just said hello to me, and been bothered to tune in live. It's fabulous. If you do miss anything live, you can catch up from tomorrow on our website with the podcast version of the show, which is exactly the same length, but you can download it to your own device and listen to it when you like. PhoenixFM.com, head to the schedule Tuesday evening, click on the show that goes like this, and you'll be taken to all my previous shows there as well. Well worth checking out. But I would say that, wouldn't I? I'll let you be your own judges. But, right, More tracks coming. Now, I said there were tracks that kept other tracks off high places in the charts. I didn't even realise that the Furman Star Trekking had done that to Whitney Houston. We'll deal with the aftermath of what happened with Joe Dolce and Shut Up Your Face in a minute. Come on, Joe. There we go.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, two, three, four. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out the late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it makes me sick. What the thing I gotta do? I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it makes me sick. Just to make the lousy bucks, got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta know respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up for your face. That's my mom, I cannot remember. Big accordion solo. Bigger star, then they make a TV shows and the movies, get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing, still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, God don't know respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, you said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit song in Italy with this? Shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. You ought to learn that this is a song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! And then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Shut Up Your Face by Joe Dolce there, released late in 1980. Now, the Firm and Star Trekking kept Whitney Houston off the top of the charts. She did make it to the top of the charts, but then went down to number two when Star Trekking came out. There was even more, I suppose, injustice if you're talking about the quality of songs and perceived quality with hindsight. But Shut Up Your Face was number one in the UK for 3 weeks from February 1981 until March 1981, and it kept Ultravox's single Vienna off the top spot, and Vienna never made it to number one. So there you go. Great effort from Joe Dolce. He was actually an American-Australian singer-songwriter, I think, and that song was number one for 8 weeks in Australia. So, yeah, early 80s, classic, fabulous. And you can expect more like that on tonight's episode of The Show That Goes Like This. We're celebrating the ridiculous, unusual, wacky, stupid, hilarious tracks. And we're playing them all together in what is sure to be a really unique experience on the airwaves, I'm certain. So make sure you stay here, 98.0 FM if you're listening in the local area, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. Remember, if you have a smart speaker, you can say, play Phoenix FM, and it will do just that for you and bring you right here. Thanks so much to those of you that do that with the show that goes like this every week and support the show. It's great to have you along. It's great to listen live. Thanks to everybody listening on the catch-up service as well. However you're here, I'm very glad that you've bothered, so thanks. Right. Now, here's a song with a little bit more credibility, because this was a number one. I believe this was even a Christmas number one. I've worked with the man who did this voice in pantomime a couple of times as well, written comedy material for this gentleman, and he was very proud. I can't remember all the things he told me about this track, but this kept somebody off number one as well, and it earned him an Ivor Novello Award, I think, for the writers, but impressive. Coming up then, former Christmas number one. Do you know what it is? Yes, it's an animated series that was very successful and then decided to release a track. I wonder if they ever thought it would be Christmas number one. I was, of course, talking about Neil Morrissey, who provided the voice for Bob the Builder. Can we fix it? Oh, yes, we can.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Bob the Builder and Can We Fix It, whose voice was provided by the brilliant comedy actor Neil Morrissey, who I worked with a couple of times in panto, and he's a great guy. And get this, I said about recent tracks that I've played, keeping other tracks off of the number one spot. That kept Westlife's What Makes a Man off the number one spot at Christmas and was Christmas number one in 2000. Can We Fix It? But get this, though, you want facts about selling a lot of tracks. Right. That was 10th at the decade end chart. So I'm guessing, do they think as far as the charts go, the decade is 91 to 2000 or 2000 to 2010 or 2009? I'm not entirely sure. But whenever that chart was calculated, that was 10th for the whole decade of UK bestsellers. And what about this? When you think it's really a novelty track, yes, it's made it to Christmas number one. Obviously, a lot of people have bought it. CDs were still popular then. We hadn't quite moved to downloads back in 2000. And the all-time UK best-selling song list, that is number 80. I don't know, you may not think that's extremely high, but there are only 79 tracks above Can We Fix It by Bob the Builder for sales in the UK, not just from the year 2000, not just from that decade, not just from the last 50 years, all time, 80. Cripes. Great work, though. Really, there's a point where you're kind of like, yeah, it's a song aimed at kids, but I quite like that. And here's a song probably isn't aimed at kids, but again, I quite like it, and it's not really offensive. I can't remember too much that happens in the video, but you've got to enjoy this one. So I'm going to play it again. I know this will appeal to a good friend of mine, Adam Jenkins, who wanted to record his own version of it. And it's kind of a pastiche, really. It's a sort of song within a song, if you like. It's Ricky Gervais as David Brent singing a track which has since been adopted by Freeview, I think, for all the content that they have on their channels. This is David Brent's Free Love Freeway. Enjoy.
Pretty girl on the hood of a Cadillac, yeah. Broken down on Freeway 9. I take a look and get her engine started. Leave her purring and I roll on by. Bye-bye. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Going home cause my baby's gone. She's gone. While later, see a senorita. She's caught a flight trying to make it home. She says, por favor, can you pump me up? I said, muchos gracias and adios. Bye-bye.
Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free. I see a cowboy crying. Hey, buddy, what can I do? He said, I led a good life. I had about 1,000 women. I said, then why the tears? He said, 'cause none of them was you.
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
right.
On Phoenix FM.
And what a great rock track. Perfect to listen to in the car. Perfect to listen to if you want to get your air guitars out. Free Love Freeway by Ricky Gervais as David Brent. I don't think that's ever been officially released in the charts. It was first performed in Series 1, Episode 4 of The Office, where David Brent appears doing a seminar and brings his guitar with him. But in 2004, Noel Gallagher recorded the song with Ricky Gervais in a professional studio, and you can get it as a special feature on the DVD of The Office Christmas Specials. And there is a one-take version of the song available as an Easter egg on the Series 1 DVD as well, apparently. And in 2013, Gervais brought back his famous character David Brent on his YouTube channel in a web series, Learn Guitar with David Brent. And he does play that track again in that series of videos, so worth checking out as well. But very, very amusing. I'm sure you'll agree. It's getting very close to 7 o'clock on this fabulous Tuesday, the 17th of November. So we're almost halfway through tonight's ridiculous episode of the show that goes like this. It's usually a bit wacky and irreverent, but particularly tonight, we're embracing all those crazy tracks and tracks that you won't necessarily see at the top of the charts very often. All right, Bob the Builder we played, and Joe Dolce, Shut Up Your Face. Some have had commercial success, but they're all hilarious, ridiculous, crazy, stupid kind of tracks. And there are a lot that you won't hear. There's certainly something coming up in the final hour of the show that I'm very happy to play for you, even though I basically had to get it straight off of the TV. But it's well worth it. And somebody suggested it, and I think huge, huge congratulations to them for suggesting it. But that's coming up in about 25 minutes time, possibly. Before then, something a bit different. This is one of those moments where someone says to me, I dare you to play this on your radio show. And I will tell that person that I'm absolutely not afraid to do just that. And we very rarely get some classical music here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. That's exactly what's coming up right now. Now, I've worked in pantomime for a certain gentleman for the last, how many years is it? Let me get this right. 14 years. And this man is Paul Holman, who has been very good to me over the years, and my dad. Obviously, in case you don't know, my dad and I worked together as a comedy double act, Simmons and Simmons, and have progressed. Well, my dad's always written comedy as well, but I've got more heavily involved over the years, and myself and my dad write and direct pantomimes as well now. And for the last many years, it's been for Paul Holman Associates. I've got to know Paul very well. He's a lovely man, and he has kind of suggested some wacky tracks over the years that I've not really been able to feature in the show that goes like this. And this isn't particularly wacky, it's just classical. And you very rarely get classical stuff, certainly on Phoenix FM, certainly on the show that goes like this. But that's all going to change tonight in honour of Paul Holman. So here is a segment from Gabriel Fauré's Requiem, Opus 48. Oh yes, I bet you weren't expecting me to say that tonight, Paul Holman, but oh yes. Now, I will be honest, you get the whole version of Opus 48 and Requiem, and it lasts something like 35 minutes. So were I to play it all, I think that would be a little bit much. But we'll get a 3 or 4 minute segment from it right now in honour of Paul Holman. So here is Gabriel Fauré and Opus 48, and I hope you enjoy it immensely.
Thank you.
Seems a bit churlish to play a jingle after that, but I'm going to.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Wonder how many non-classic radio stations have played Gabriel Fauré's Opus 48 Requiem. Well, it's happened on the show that goes like this tonight. And also, do you know, we've got a way of seeing the kind of number of internet listeners, getting a rough idea of internet listeners. And when I started playing that track, the number of listeners went up. So, unbelievable. Maybe Paul Holman's got some friends to tune in for his glorious moment here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. But yes, maybe we need a bit more classical music permeating the show that goes like this. There we go. Right, well, it's 7:05 now. It's still the 17th of November. I haven't stopped being Ben Simmons, and yes, this is the show that goes like this. Completely ignoring the fact that it's Homemade Bread Day today, it's International Students Day today, it's National Farm Joke Day. I did my big one at the top of the show, I'm not going to repeat it. It's National Unfriend Day, time for a social media cull. Maybe as soon as I go off the air at 8 o'clock, that's something you could consider. You know, you'll always find a few people where you check your social media, like, who is that? I've got no relationship with that person. I don't want them to see everything I put on social media. Bye-bye. Or you may go, who is that? I don't know that person, but I want to get to know them better and be friends with them. But, you know, if you want to unfriend anyone, today is the recognised day in the calendar to do it. I'm sure people will feel less bad about it knowing it happened on National Unfriend Day. Right, shall we get some more tracks on? Well, this is a little bit poignant, this next one. Back to quite a few of your suggestions now coming up. The last few were my suggestions, although Paul Holman suggested the Gabriel Fauré effort. We're now on to more of your track suggestions. And very sadly, we lost a gentleman who was a real figure in the world of entertainment. A funny man, a man with a fabulous voice, and you'll see from all the tributes that have been pouring in for him, a much loved man as well, an incredibly nice guy. And I only really knew him in my teens because my dad and uncle did 3 pantomimes with Des O'Connor in the 90s. And he played Buttons in Cinderella and was fantastic. He was brilliant at creating a rapport with the audience. He had a fantastic singing voice, was great at delivering the comedy as well. I'm sure you've seen him appear with Morecambe and Wise many times, being equally as hilarious as Eric and Ernie. But it was Ali Goodman who asked if I could play White Christmas, but not the Bing version, the Des O'Connor version. So in a show that goes like this, tribute to Des O'Connor, here is White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas
in the snow,
just like
the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear
Phoenix FM.
Des O'Connor's version of White Christmas there. What a fabulous entertainer he was, with incredible longevity as well. Started with his own TV show in the 60s on TV and was still on TV in specials and appearing in 2017. It was on Harry Hill's Alien Fun Capsule. Regular on TV, maybe not quite so much in the last 7 or 8 years or so, but right up until 2010, 11, 12. Incredible 50-year TV career, as well as his singing. Released something like 34 albums, I think, Des O'Connor. Will be sadly missed, but a brilliant entertainer and a great guy as well. Now, some of you have been tentatively asking on social media what's going on with Legend of the Week tonight. Well, let me tell you, it will be happening. And in order to be my Legend of the Week, you would have had to have seen my Facebook profile, which has been shared to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page too. Although it doesn't actually say this is for Legend of the Week in the title. Perhaps I'll have to edit it or share it. You have to comment below the picture of me in front of the Phoenix FM microphone with your best description of the year 2020 in a movie or song title. And the one that I deem to be the funniest will win that highly coveted Legend of the Week award. I think I will edit the original post because some people have commented on it already. Fabulously, Kate Pirrie, another multiple former Legend of the Week award winner, is tuned in, and I can see video evidence of her son Jacob enjoying himself immensely during the show that goes like this, which is fabulous. So lovely to see that. Thank you so much for sending that in. That's brilliant. And Naomi Bushell sent in video evidence of her daughters, Lexi and Frankie, enjoying the show that goes like this. See, I love video evidence. It's brilliant. It proves something has actually happened. So marvellous. You can just tell us you've done it, or you can send in video evidence. Right, while the next track is on, I will edit the post and make sure you know where to leave your comments to try and be Legend of the Week. But basically, you've got to sum up the year 2020, which has been crazy, wacky, ridiculous for all of us in many different ways, using a song or movie title. And the one I deem to be the funniest will be tonight's Legend of the Week. Well, what's coming up now? Ali Goodman suggested Des and White Christmas. Here's a suggestion from Peter Tyler in the southwest of England, who wants to hear this track from Charlie Drake. His boomerang won't come back.
In the bad backlands of Australia, many years ago, the Aborigine tribes were meeting, having a big powwow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got a lot of trouble, Chief, on account of your son, Mac.
My boy, Mac? Why? What's wrong with him?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I waved the thing all over the place. Practiced till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. I can ride a kangaroo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When I'm big disgrace, the Aborigine race, my boomerang won't come back.
They banished him from the tribe then and sent him on his way. He had a backless boomerang, so here he could not say.
This is nice, isn't it? Getting banished at my time of life. What a way to spend an evening. Sitting on a rock in the middle of the desert with me boomerang in me hand. I should very likely get bushwhacked.
Ah-ha! Get out of it,
nasty bushwhacking animal. Think I'll make a nice cup of tea. Good gracious. There goes a kangaroo. That must have a practice with me boomerang. Hit him right behind the left elbow. Now then, slowly back.
If you throw that thing at me, I'll jump right on your head.
Isn't it marvellous? Put a land full of kangaroos and I'd have picked that one.
For 3 long months he sat there, or maybe it was 4. Then an old man in a kangaroo skin came knocking at his door.
I'm the local witch
doctor, son. They call me George Elphick Black. Now tell me, what's your trouble, boy?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I'll wave the thing all over the place. Practice till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
Don't worry, boy, I know the trick, and to you I'm gonna show it. If you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it.
Oh, yes, never thought of it. Daddy will be pleased. Must have a go. Excuse me. Now then, slowly back and throw.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Most certainly is, and a certainly a wacky effort there from Charlie Drake, released back in 1961. My boomerang won't come back. Asked for by Peter Tyler and discovered and played on the airwaves on Phoenix FM for you, sir. Hope you enjoyed listening to that. Right, yes, it's still the 17th of November, it's Tuesday evening, it's 17 minutes past 7, which can only mean one thing. We're really in the nitty-gritty now of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. And maybe you've made some homemade bread today, maybe you're pleased with yourself. Maybe it's been in a loaf tin, it's been in the oven, you've got it out, put it on a cooling rack and you're happy about it. I'm not even going to talk about it tonight. Yes, it's homemade bread day, but forget that. Because it's also International Students Day. You may be a student, you may be don't come from the country that you reside in, and you're an international student. Or maybe you're a student anywhere in the world and you feel international. I couldn't care less about you tonight, because I'm ignoring the fact that it's International Students Day. And yes, we all like jokes about chickens and pigs and geese and goats and whatever, but I'm not going to tell you any of those. It might be National Farm Joke Day, but we're ignoring those. And also, yes, it's a bit of a sad moment when you unfollow someone or even go so far as to unfriend them on social media. And the 17th of November is National Unfriend Day. But we're ignoring that as well. Why? Well, it needs a fanfare. Because this episode of the show is a very special one-off episode where we celebrate ridiculous, obscure, hilarious and bonkers tracks that have been released throughout time. Not constrained by any decade or genre or century. You know, we're happy to play anything from anywhere. Much of the music you hear on tonight's show has been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners, and it's going to be the case right through until 8 o'clock now, so keep it here. Now, I did promise a lady who had a track on in her honour earlier on, it was Paul McCartney and We All Stand Together, that she said that was the first song she ever owned, but not the first one she ever bought with her own money. So I'm guessing this is the first one she ever bought with her own money. It's another one where when you think about it, you go, oh, that can't be any good. That's just going to be a ridiculous track. But when you get into it, there's parts of this I quite enjoy. Now, there was a dance you could learn to go with it as well. And I guess if you really wanted to go the whole hog, you could try eating your shorts. I don't recommend it, though. But this is Bart Simpson doing the Bartman.
Yo, hey, what's happening, dude? I'm the guy with the rep for being me, terrorizing people wherever I go. It's not intentional, just keeping the flow. Fixing test scores to get the best scores, dropping banana peels all over the floor. I'm the kid that made the thing with C and R. Last name Simpson, first name Bart. I'm here today to introduce the next phase. The next step in the big Bart craze. I got a dance real easy to do. I learned it with no rhythm and so can you. Ooh, so move your body, yeah, you got the notion. Front to back in a rock-like motion. Now that you got it, if you think you can, do it through the music, that's the Bartman.
Everybody, if you can do the Bartman, shake your body, turn it up.
start your band like Michael Jackson. Everybody, yeah, do the bump move. Shake it out. I'm bad. I'm bad. Do the Bartman. Everybody back and forth from side to side. Do the Bartman. Now here's a dance beat that you can't deny.
Turn it down. Will you shut that infernal racket?
Nobody saw me do it. We can't prove anything. Now I'm in the house, feeling good to be home, till Lisa starts blowing that damn saxophone. And if it was mine, you know they'd take it away. But still, I'm feeling good, so that's okay. I'm up in my room just to singing a song. Listen to the kick drum kicking along. Yeah, Lisa likes jazz. She's her number one fan. But I know I'm bad, because I do the fart now. Hey, everybody. Need I remind you? Do the Bartman. Everybody back and forth from side to side. Do the Bartman. I'm the Bartman. Oh yeah, you call that dancing? Watch this rhythm. Yeah. Eat your heart out, Michael.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Surprisingly enjoyable track there from Bart Simpson, Do the Bartman, played all thanks to Naomi Bushell in Norfolk, who asked me to do just that and always happy to oblige. Get this, guess how old Bart Simpson is? Do you know when The Simpsons originated? Yes, we're all aware it's been going on quite a while, but isn't his character supposed to be 9 or 10 or something like that permanently in the cartoon series? He's actually 33. Utterly ridiculous. And did you know his middle name was Jojo? I didn't know that. Bartholomew Jojo Simpson. I knew it was Bartholomew J, but didn't know it was Jojo. So yeah, rather exciting. And keep it here, Phoenix FM, the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, celebrating ridiculous and wacky tracks. And a couple of people have asked me about the next one, and I'm quite excited to play it because I didn't think it would feature again on the show that goes like this. Some of you, when you hear what it is, won't believe it's featuring on this programme for a second time. You'll think, what on earth happened for you to play that before? Well, this next track has been requested by Paul Saunders. Yes, thank you to Paul Saunders for requesting it. He thought of it as a ridiculous track. The gentleman that recorded this track many years ago, I had as one of my first ever celebrity guests on the show that goes like this, back in early 2018, I believe, possibly late 2017 even. But I am now going to play Frank Ifield's She Taught Me to Yodel. If you don't believe me that I had him on the show, you can check back on all previous episodes of the show that goes like this. On phoenixfm.com, search the schedule, go to a Tuesday evening, click on the name of the show that goes like this, and it will bring you to all previous versions of my show, which have been put into a downloadable format that you can listen to at your leisure. You can still listen to them online, but it doesn't matter. You can download them and listen to them offline as well. And you can find my interview with Frank Ifield if you scroll back quite a way historically. But it is there. And so whether you want to be taught to yodel or not, Frank Ifield was taught to yodel. Enjoy.
I went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers be to try to learn to yodel with my yodel OD. I climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day and met a yodeling gal up in a little Swiss chalet. She taught me to yodel, yodel-a-dee, yodel-a-dee, yodel-a-dee.
taught me to yodel, yodel a dee a dee, yodel a dee, yodel a dee. Hodel a dee lo, yodel a dee, yodel a dee, yodel a dee. Hodel a dee lo, yodel a dee, yodel a dee. Hodel a dee, yodel a dee, yodel a dee. Well, now I'm gonna teach you how to yodel just like me. It's easy when you're singing to go yodelodee. First you take a deep breath and it's K-O-1-2-3. Then you'll hear yodel if you listen close to me. Yeah, this is how to yodel, yodelodee, yodelodee, yodelodee. This is how to yodel, yodelodee.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I think we can all agree it's a lost art, the yodel, isn't it? People are less and less associating it with that wacky way of singing and more associating it with a delivery company that rings the doorbell and runs away. But Frank Highfield had never imagined that when he recorded She Taught Me to Yodel. Which reached number 22. Oh no, that was his first single, Lucky Devil, which reached number 22 in the UK singles charts. She Taught Me to Yodel was a little bit better than that. Frank Highfield also entered Eurovision, and he was originally actually born in Coventry, although his parents were from Australia. And I believe he married an English lady, and he said, obviously he lives in Australia now most of the time. When I interviewed him, he told me, he has a lot of problems when England play Australia in the Ashes cricket. So, yeah, it was great to chat to him, though. He was doing a theatre tour in 2018, the early part of 2018, and he came on here to promote that. Some of the venues he was visiting were local to our area, so we had a chat for about 20 minutes, and it was all totally marvellous to have him on. One of my first ever celebrity interviews on the show that goes like this. So fond memories of Frank Highfield, and long may he continue to yodel, whether he still needs teaching or just remembers how to do it. Is yodeling like riding a bike? You know, you never forget. We'll have to ask Frank. I'll have to drop him a line and find out. Now, I'm very excited about the next track. And it needs a little bit of explanation. Now, all throughout tonight's show, we're playing ridiculous, funny and wacky tracks. This is one of the funnier ones. And unfortunately, it doesn't exist in a decent kind of audio-only version. You can only get it by recording it off the TV. Therefore, you will hear audience laughter throughout, which is a shame on the radio because you don't know what they're laughing at in the accompanying video. But one of my favourite TV series ever is the brilliant Father Ted by Graham Linehan and Arthur Matthews. And it was really, really brilliant. And there is one such episode, if you're familiar with Father Ted, where they write a song for Europe. It's called a Euro song for copyright reasons. And they try and enter the Euro song contest with their song, and they have a lot of trouble writing it. It takes them sleepless nights, and for political reasons they end up winning because Ireland don't want to have to host the song contest again, or they end up winning to be the representative of Ireland's song in the Euro song contest. But obviously they're not going to win the whole thing, and therefore Ireland won't have to host again. But thanks to the brilliant Alex Mulack, we are now about to play their attempt, Father Ted Crilly and Father Dougal's attempt at a Euro song entry. So apologies for the laughter over it, but just enjoy the sheer ridiculousness of Father Ted and Dougal with My Lovely Horse.
My lovely horse.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
What a ridiculous and brilliant track. Father Ted and Dougal, My Lovely Horse. With your fetlocks blowing in the wind. There's a lyric you don't expect to hear very often. And bring you to the horse dentist. It is brilliant. Well worth a look. I'm sure you can get it on YouTube if you want to relive it over and over again. But there's a very funny scene where they're actually try to create that song and start arguing with each other, and it is hilarious. It had me in hysterics when I saw it again, having not seen it for many years. Highly recommended, Father Ted, if you enjoy that ridiculous sense of humour. We're going to get straight on to another track now then. Yes, it is still the show that goes like this, and it is still our celebration of ridiculous, wacky and hilarious tracks that possibly didn't achieve loads of commercial success, but many of which actually did. So, suggested by another former Legend of the Week Award winner, Mr. Mark Gore, here come the Kinks with a cat that isn't just average, it isn't above average, it isn't even brilliant or fantastic. It's down and out phenomenal.
Phoenix FM.
Bit of a weird one there, wasn't it? The Kinks and Phenomenal Cat. Thanks to Mark Gore for asking for that. Thanks to me for finding it and playing it. And I think Ray Davies has admitted in an interview about 7 or 8 years ago that that was part of his psychedelic phase when the Kinks came up with Phenomenal Cat. I'm sure you could hear the wackiness of the lyrics, certainly appropriate for tonight's show on the show that goes like this. Now, this next track you're going to hear, possibly a little bit unnecessary, some people might think, possibly unnecessary self-promotion from me. Well, I did not request this. This has been requested by a stalwart listener of this show, someone who's supported the show that goes like this for many, many years, the fabulous Paul Milton. And I know he's listening now, so thank you very much for suggesting this again, Paul. My dad and I are comedians, but we do have musical talents too. And my dad is a fantastic songwriter and has been his entire life. And a few years back, he wrote a song all about the magic of pantomime. And then he wrote it originally playing guitar. I play piano. So we combined our skills together, tweaked it a little bit a few years back, and we released it last year for the Christmas season. And Phoenix FM were very kind to put it on the station's playlist over Christmas. And it's going to get another play right now. We are going to re-release it this year. Obviously, it's very difficult for many people in the arts industry right now. There are many pantomimes which sadly cannot go ahead this year. There are a handful left with social distancing in place and Christmas shows that will be happening. But in honour of all those performers that can't perform in pantomime this year, here is a play of Simmons and Simmons with pantomime. Look out for it. Enjoy.
Everybody, follow me. Step into a fantasy, and we'll see what we shall see in the land of pantomime. There's Cinderella on her way to the ball. Hey Jack, I think that beanstalk's grown too tall. Perhaps the giant is heading for a fall. That's not all, that's not all. If Abernazar puts a spell on you, I'm sure it's something buttons can undo. Or maybe Puss in Boots will rescue you. Right on cue, in pantomime. Every year, about this time, dreams come true and couplets rhyme in the land of pantomime. Here come the uglies in their high-heeled shoes. Robinson Crusoe's got the Friday blues. And Beauty said the Beast's the one she'll choose. That's good news, what good news. Poor old Aladdin got trapped in a cage. The prince kissed Sleeping Beauty, she was safe. Now Peter Pan is hooked on being brave. With gold it's paved in pantomime. Every year about this time, dreams come true as couplets rhyme in the land of pantomime. Just wait until you see the curtain rise. You won't believe what goes on right before your very eyes. Now Snow White's seven pals have called a truce. Oh, and it's an excellent day for Mother Goose. Please tell Red Riding Hood the wolf is loose. There's no excuse.
Folks are in the wood, but they don't care.
And now Dick Whittington's become Lord Mayor.
It's all there in pantomime. Every year at Christmas time, dreams come true and couplets rhyme in the land of pantomime. Now everybody follow me back into reality. You'll keep a treasured memory. That's the magic of this time
in the land of pantomime.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Bit weird when you hear yourself singing on the radio whilst you're presenting your own show. Slightly weirder when you watch yourself on the webcam and sing along to the track. It's all getting very meta there, isn't it? But yes, that was mine and my dad's track, Pantomime, written by my dad, tweaked slightly by both of us together. We played piano and guitar on that track and sang as well, and yeah, it is available everywhere right now. We are going to do an official kind of promotion again for the pantomime season this year, but you can download that from wherever you download your music. You can stream it from wherever you stream your music right now. Search for Simmons and Simmons and Pantomime. Huge thanks to Paul Milton for asking for it. Yes, it's an obscure track. I guess you could call it a little bit wacky. And yeah, I think people would associate a track with pantomime to be a bit sort of sillier and stupid than that. I think it's rather lovely, rather melodic, quite pretty, quite Christmassy to get you in the mood. So yeah, go and do what you can to find it. Now then, we're running out of time. We're running out of tracks I can squeeze in, and I want to squeeze three more in. Here's one Ellie from Beckles asked for. This is surely the most commercially successful track featured on this show. Ridiculously large number of YouTube hits in the billions for something like this. Caused a sensation a few years back, probably still doing so right now in South Korea. This is Psy and Gangnam Style for Ellie in Beckles.
Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해. 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해. 그런 선어해. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 지금부터 갈 때까지 가볼까.
오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일.
...지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자
나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 때 노는 선어해
내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해
근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해
그런 선어해
아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너
hey.
그래 바로 너
hey.
아름다워
오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. Gangnam Style.
Phoenix FM.
What a wacky track. Now, I'm going to be quite quick to get into the next track because it's a little bit of a long one for the penultimate track of the evening. Then we're going to get into who on earth could be Legend of the Week tonight. But here's a track from a lady who is extremely sadly no longer with us, an incredibly talented, funny person. I grew up watching her TV shows, her sketch series. She was absolutely phenomenal. Has gone on to write sitcoms and all kinds of stuff, be a fantastic live performer in her own right, a brilliant comedy actress as well. And this song will always be one of the most famous things she's ever done. It's absolutely brilliant. It's absolutely hilarious. Even today, despite it being originally done in the 80s, this is Victoria Wood with The Ballad of Barry and Frieda.
Frieda and Barry sat one night. The sky was clear, the stars were bright. The wind was soft, the moon was up. Frieda drained her cocoa cup. She licked her lips, she felt sublime. She switched off Gardner's question time. Barry cringed in fear and dread as Frieda grabbed his tie and said, "Let's do it, let's do it, do it while the mood is right. I'm feeling, appealing, I really got an appetite. I'm on fire, with desire, I could handle half the tenors in a male voice choir. Let's do it tonight." But he said, "I can't do it, I can't do it, so don't believe in too much sex. This fashion for passion turns us into nervous wrecks. No derision, my decision, I'd rather watch the spinners on the television. I can't do it, I can't do it tonight." So she said, "Let's do it, let's do it, do it till our hearts go boom. Go native, creative, living in the living room. This folly is jolly, bend me over backwards on me hostess trolley. Let's do it, let's do it tonight. I can't do it, I can't do it, my heavy breathing days have gone. I'm older, feel colder, it's other things that turn me on. I'm imploring, I'm boring, let me read this catalogue on vinyl flooring. I can't do it, I can't do it tonight. Let's do it, let's do it, have a crazy night of love. I'll strip bare, I'll just wear stilettos and an oven glove. Don't starve a girl of a palaver, dangle from the wardrobe in your balaclava. Let's do it, let's do it tonight. I can't do it, I can't do it, I know I'd only get it wrong. Don't angle for me to dangle, my arms years. It's years since I caught you even semi-nude. Get drastic, gymnastic, wear your baggy wipers with the loose elastic. Let's do it tonight. I can't do it, I can't do it. So much refuse to get undressed. I feel silly, it's too chilly to go without me thermal.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and what an amazing track there from Victoria Wood. Absolute genius. I loved listening to that. Absolutely brilliant. Right, well, got to draw the show to a close. And yes, we're ignoring Homemade Bread Day, International Students Day, National Unfriend Day and National Farm Joke Day. Don't worry about any of those on the 17th of November. We're celebrating weird, wacky, unusual, funny and ridiculous tracks and have done all throughout the last couple of hours. Hope you've enjoyed tuning in. There's a really rather spectacular one to finish, which, to be honest, might be a bit of an anticlimax for some people. But I've also got to bestow the Legend of the Week award before I go tonight and get ready to hand over to the fabulous Rob Harvey, who's up with Synth City in a minute, so keep it here. I asked you to be Legend of the Week to come up with song or movie titles which reflect the year 2020, and you've had some great offerings. We've got Superbad, which is a good one, Contagion / Outbreak as well, Groundhog Day, Lost, yeah, very nice. My dad has weighed in with one I can't actually read out on the airwaves, but it's White Christmas and something that rhymes with it and makes a rude word. That's all I'm going to say. Shielding the Hedgehog, what's that about? Armageddon, someone's put as well. Johnny Logan's What's Another Year? Yeah, nice. If I Could Turn Back Time, I like that one. But the winner for what it must be like for many people in lockdown, whether you've had one, two or however many in the last few months, is Eddie Bushell in Norfolk with Fighting With My Family. Well done, Eddie. Congratulations to you. Even more multiple Legend of the Week award winner now. Thanks so much to everyone who's contributed to tonight's show, whether you suggested tracks or just got involved throughout the evening and said hello. It's all been brilliant. And I've got to play out with a truly ridiculous song. I can't remember if this was Christmas number one. It was certainly released around Christmas and got close. It's the most ridiculous of them all. It's called Mr. Blobby and it's sung by Mr. Blobby. I'm kind of sorry, but I'll see you next week. Bye for now.
no joke too sweet, no thought too deep, no star too bright, no squeeze too tight, no tail too tall, no cat too cool, no bass too low, he'll give it a go. No end to his talent, no sense of melody.